Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The ability and the tawfiq for a person to do anything that is good is only the fazl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. For example, our performance of this Fajr Salah, this is nothing of our own doing. This is the grace and the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So the tawfiq for a person to do good and to continue to do good, this is the grace and the pure mercy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can claim that he is deserving of it. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also in the ayat of the Quran, وَسَأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his fazl. Why? Because this fazl is such a thing, when it covers a person, when it encompasses a person, then you'll find this person automatically being inspired to do those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person doesn't have the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can have the most amount of ilm, the most amount of knowledge, and he could have everything that is requires a person to be good and on the right path, but yet he can go off the track because he doesn't have the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore now Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah is explaining that to get this fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to turn to Allah Pak in dua. So this now will help a person to get the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. So here he goes on to another section telling us that how important dua is in any treatment. All up till now we did a type of a treatment, but without dua that treatment can't be a treatment, because dua is a thing that attracts the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it attracts the tawfiq of allowing a person to continue with the treatment to get the full reward and to get the full benefit. So today's section, duas to create a yearning for the year after. To this point, a hadith to remind us of the year after were quoted. This was followed by stories to remind us of the year after. These are the means and ways through which we can yearn for the original abode, which is the year after, and acquire the good of the year after to the level of perfection. So one is adopting the means. He goes on to say that these were the means by quoting ahadith and quoting stories. And he explains, at the same time, it is an accepted fact that the presence of means and causes, what we normally term as asbab, of means and causes, and effects which are realized through them, are all dependent on the will and grace of Allah Ta'ala. It's all dependent on His grace. After explaining some of the ways in which spiritual rectification can be realized, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, I have said and explained everything, but the final point is that all this is nothing without the will and grace of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever I needed to explain, the road, the way to take, the tariqah, the method, everything I have explained, but everything means nothing until the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found. This is why I find it appropriate to conclude by quoting some duas, invocations, which are in line with the theme of this book. Now he's completing this kitab, so he's saying, now I find it appropriate to bring duas, because these duas are the thing that would attract this grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, I find it appropriate with the theme of this book, duas which are in line with the theme of this book, from Munajat-i-Maqbool. Munajat-i-Maqbool is that kitab that Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi compiles with a lot of duas in it. Very nice kitab for us to read, because we don't know so many duas, so it's nice to read the kitab, the kitab with the duas in it, so we can make amal and we can practice on those invocations and those duas that are mentioned there. So anyway, in this way, in addition to the subject matter of this book, the reader may also turn to Allah Ta'ala and beseech Him. An understanding of the meanings of the invocations to create yearning has a deep effect on the heart. What he's saying here is that when a person makes dua and he understands the meaning of the dua, it has a great effect on the heart. One is just making the dua and one is understanding the meaning. What dua I am making, this has a great effect on the heart. I have therefore included the translation of those duas from Munajat Maqbool itself. The reader has the choice to read the original Arabic dua, their translations, or both. He can read the original Arabic, he can read just the translation, or he can read both. Because some people can't read Arabic, so then they can read the translation. But if a person can read both, it will be better. He'll be able to understand he'll be able to read the original Arabic, and he'll be able to understand the translation. The objective will be realized either way, meaning whether he reads just the translation, or whether he reads both. There is no need to specify a particular language to understand the meaning. At the same time, it is not correct to deny the additional virtue of the original words of the hadith. If a person is reading the Arabic, Now he's getting additional virtue, which is reading the original words of the hadith. That in itself has an additional virtue. So he brings some du'as here, beautiful du'as. He starts off, فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. O creator of the heavens and the earth, you alone are my companion in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die as a Muslim and include me amongst the pious. A beautiful du'a. اللهم إني أسألك نعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع والرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك من غير ضراء مضرة وفتنة مضلة. O Allah, I ask you for bounties which do not end and delight of the eyes which do not cease. Bounties, O Allah, I ask you for bounties that do not finish and the delight of the eyes that do not cease, in other words, does not finish. I ask you for submission to your decree, a pleasurable life after death, the joy of looking at your countenance, and the desire of meeting you without any harm from harmful things, and without a tribulation which causes one to go astray. This rida bil qada is such an important thing. Allah, I'm asking you to make me pleased with whatever decision you made for me. I must be happy whatever decision that you have decided for me, whether it appears good to me, whether it appears difficult for me, whether I like it or don't like it, Allah, make it such that I'm happy with whatever decision you have made for me. Next dua, Allahumma laqini hujjat al-imani ind al-mamat. O Allah, teach me the code of iman. O Allah, give me the ability to recite kalima when at the time of death. Teach me the code of iman. The code of iman is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, teach me the code of iman at the time of death. We'll do one more dua. Allahumma ghfir li dhambi waqsi shaytani wa fukka rihani وثق الميزان وجعلني في الندي الأعلى. O Allah, forgive me my sins, keep my shaitan away from me. Every person has got a shaitan that now inspires him or tells him to do wrong. So Allah, keep my shaitan far away from me. Open up all that is closed to me, make my scale of good deeds heavy, and place me in the highest stage of paradise. What beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we can read these du'as, we can make these du'as, and may Allah Pak make us from among these great personalities, and make us from among the great things that have been asked for, or the great people that have been asked to be with on the day of Qiyamah. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah, try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try and recite Surah Kahf, and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, because du'as are answered in this time. And one easy way of bringing all this in our life is try and keep out anything that is doubtful, and keep out anything that is linked with guna. And the other thing that we should refrain from is anything that is just useless. It won't benefit us. Useless talk. Why must I, today is a Friday, why must I engage in any useless talk, any useless messaging? Let me use that same time to substitute it making Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be benefit to me, and it will be a means of comforting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why should I waste my time in other things? This is an easy way to increase salawat, especially on the Friday. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.